We are in Simin Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing from Ches through Yud Beis. Lech Yisha Aso Me'atzei Asher Rekasha. The halacha is that whenever there's a mitzvah that calls for a shear, a certain amount, a minimum amount required for the particular mitzvah, if you use it from Yisurei Hana, such as Atzei Asherah, which is a tree that was served as Avodah Zarah, so since it has to be burnt, it does not have the chashivas of a shear, and therefore it would not be good. Here, in the case of a lechi, since it does not have a shear, the halah, even though it has to be 10 tefachim high, but 10 tefachim by what? 10 tefachim by a kolshu. So that's not really considered a shear. Therefore, the svar of tuta michta shear, that it's as if it's non-existent, does not apply. Now, the Mishtabura then asks, but I'm getting hana out of it. So now he answers, yeah, but the fact that I can carry is not, that's not called the isure hana of the asherah itself. Now, the Mishtabura in the Sharet Sin, he goes into that what would be the halacha if you actually made a lechi, midaraisa, we said that according to Tosas, many Rishonim, two walls and a lechi are considered Rishus HaYachid. So what happens if you had two walls and a third wall had a lechi made of a Atzei Asherah? What would we say there? There, the halacha is, the lechi there is midin mechitza, it's a real mechitza. Would we say that Chazal allowed you to be somach on it there also? Now, what's all of this based on? Because the Bemis, the Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha, I mean, Atzei Asherah is really, it's meant to be burnt, so it's as if it's totally non-existent. If it's non-existent, it shouldn't work. So his answer is that, one teretz he gives is because even the ash would be good enough to use for a lechi. But aside from that, he says, since the shear is negligible, it's a kol shehu by 10 tvachim, Chazal weren't machmir. But that means that the union is Chazal, and that's because we're dealing with a durabonon. The lechi was a durabonon. So what if the lechi would be a daraisa? So the Mishtabur wants to be medayit that if the lechi would have been a daraisa, there it's not up to Chazal to be mekel. Lamaisa, it's as if it's burnt. Then he turns around and he says, it could be that the entire concept of tutan michtis shuri is a durabonon. And the male Rabbanon could even be mekel on a daraisa. Siftes. Bein shiniris belitas halechi laomdim betoch hamavui, ve'einon niris laomdim bachutz. Even if the lechi is only something that would be noticed by the people on the inside of the mavui, not on the outside. The example would be, we have the drawing here in the Mishnah Berurah, whereby you put the lechi at the very end of the mavui, perpendicular to the wall. So from someone on the outside that sees it, he thinks he's just looking at the thickness of the wall. It looks as if the wall is just thick. He has no idea that this is a separate piece that is running perpendicular to the wall. So the people on the inside who see that the wall ends and then there's an abrupt piece going off at a right angle, they see that there's a lechi here, but the people on the street don't notice that there's a lechi. Bein sheniris laomdim b'chutz neged chalal ha-mavui ve'eina niris laomdim b'fnim, or it's only noticeable outside and not on the inside. The lechi is kosher. What is that? You extended the wall. You extended the wall so the people on the inside don't really recognize that there's anything going on here. Whereas the people on the outside see that there's a difference of the width. When they look in, they see at the beginning it's thin and it's a narrow piece and then it becomes a wider piece. In either case, the halacha is kosher. A lechi has to be noticeable somewhere, whether inside or outside. Either one will do. Yud, sif yud. Hirchiko me'akosel gimel. What happens if you made the lechi three tefachim away from the kosel? So halacha is it's going to be possible. Everybody asks. We just learned that halacha. We saw yesterday that if it's not within three of the wall, it's possible. So they say that the mechaber is coming to teach me here that not only is it not something you're supposed to do, but it even possels b'di'evid. O sheik biyom ma'aretz gimel tefach gimel possel. Or let's say you raise it off the ground three tefachim. The halacha is that it's possel. Why is it possel? Even though lechi mitam mechitza, a mechitza that has three tefachim open under it is possel. because we say it's a mechitza that the gediyim are bokein, so it's a mechitza tluya. It's a hanging wall. V'mhigbiyo pachas migimol. What happens if you lifted it a little bit more, a little bit less than three? Afal pi shembo zainu mashu kosher. The halacha will be that let's say you have a lechi of seven and a little bit, and you raise it above the ground and drop less than three, the lavud together with the lechi will together be mitzarev to make it work all the way up. Sifur Aleph. Afil lo asol l'shem lechi. Elishin is daman lo shem a lav kosher. The halachi is, even if you didn't make it for a lechi, it just happened to be there, it's still kosher. For example, the wall has something sticking out of it, there's some protrusion. Or, stam, you put a lechi there for some other reason, a totally different reason. You did not have kavana that it was to be matir. Now, lechi is its kosher, but here there's a condition. If I make it l'shem lechi, then that's fine. If I didn't make it l'shem lechi, obilvad sheyismechu alav me'erev Shabbos, you would least have to be aware on Erev Shabbos that you're going to rely on it. Avalos samchol of Erev Shabbos, if you didn't, could go. Shehoya shel lechi acher, there was another lechi, v'nofol b'Shabbos. Uvoy ma'asel lismoch al zeh. They had a real lechi that was made for that purpose. And then it fell on Shabbos. Now you're left being somach on a protrusion coming out of the wall. So there, since it was not made for the purpose of lechi, and you weren't somach on it beforehand, it wouldn't be good. Avaloye sham lechi acher, osam me'ar erev Shabbos, kilu samchol of dami. Says the Ramah, what happens if this was the only one there? Even though you didn't think about it, it's as if you were somach on it. Mishtabura brings the Prima Godim who's mistopic in a Tzuris HaPesach. A Tzuris HaPesach that was Omed Me'elov and you weren't somach on it. What'll be the halacha there? Yud Beis. Lechi HaOmed Me'elov, afilu somchol of Me'erev Shabbos. Now this is a halacha within the halachas of lechi ha'omed me'elav that it was standing on its own. Afilu somchol omer Shabbos, it should be good. Im ha'mavui rochav yoser meches amis, if the mavui itself is more than 8 amis wide. Im ha'lechi bolet letocho dalar amis, eino nidon lishum lechi, v'tzarech lechi acher latiro. If it's 8 wide and the lechi is 4 wide, so it's not nicker that it's a lechi. It looks like it's a wall. We call it kosel. We don't call it lechi. The amidenu beruach shekenegdo, and you should make a lechi on the other side. The mirtze lamido etzlo yasenu miyad ovo dak yotzme ablita kreshi nikur shulishem lechi. If you want to put it on the same side as this piece, well, then it'll be just like an addition to this piece, and this piece itself doesn't work for a lechi. So it has to be nikkur that now what you're putting there is l'shem lechi. Hagav imemido l'shem lechi de isle kolish etiknu l'movizah for the rock of dalar amis have a lechi. If you explicitly put it up for the sake of a lechi, the halachi is that everyone knows about it. We don't have to be choshish. We do not have to be choshish that people are going to think it's really a wall. Whereas if you did it stam, so the halachi will be that once it's 4 amis wide, it'll get a shem kosel. And we would not call it a fulfillment of the need to make a lechi.